Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A voting rights ordinance in the name of the late Reverend Jesse Jackson is advancing in the Chicago City Council. It's the Reverend Jesse L. Jackson Fair Access to Democracy Ordinance. It would make it unlawful to dox election officials with the intent of violence. It would also penalize building owners who don't provide secure mailboxes for tenants. This is a key way to receive voter information. The Council Ethics Committee passed the ordinance today. It now heads to the full council for a vote. Meantime, the Chicago City Council tomorrow will be asked to vote on more than $16 million in police misconduct settlements. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports the largest settlement is $13 million. It would go to a man who was 18 years old when he says police beat him into confessing to two murders in 1992. Arnold Day says officers under the watch of disgraced police commander John Burge choked him and threatened to toss him out a window if he didn't confess. He was sentenced to 60 years in prison. A Cook County judge overturned that conviction in 2018, and he was released. The other settlement would go to a family of a 67-year-old street vendor who was run over and killed during a police chase in 2020. The Sun-Times reports alleged police misconduct cost Chicago taxpayers more than $175 million through April. The Chicago Department of Public Health is expanding non-police crisis response services for residents across the city. The Crisis Assistance Response and Engagement Program, CARE Program, was launched in 2021. It sends behavioral health professionals to intervene when a person is having a mental health crisis. It connects residents with community resources. CARE Senior Director Tiffany Patton Burnside tells our In the Loop program, the CARE expansion is a response to the high demand.
We have individuals who are having their worst days, having someone who can show up with a trauma-informed response with compassion and care will go miles in saving their lives. And that is the goal of the health department.
The service is available to Chicago residents by calling 911. And the Chicago Sky have a great start to the season. They're 3-1, but now the team has to rebound from a devastating injury. Forward Rekia Jackson tore her ACL on Sunday in the Sky's win over Minnesota. She's going to miss the rest of the season. Jackson was one of the Sky's headline acquisitions in the offseason, and she is currently leading the team with 18 points per game. Sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says the Sky are also losing a key veteran presence.
When you see her at a practice, she's very much involved. Even when she's not even on the court, when she's on, you know, she's on the sidelines, she's vocal. She talks and listens, and she really knows what she's doing.
Meantime, rookie Gabriela Jaquez is expected to take on a larger role with Jackson's injury. The Sky has their opening home game tomorrow against Dallas. You're listening to The Rundown. The Declaration of Independence turns 250 this summer, and commemorations are beginning to sweep the performing arts world, including one by a Chicago group called the Newbery Consort. Contributor Hannah Edgar spent some time with the musicians to hear what America sounded like in 1776.
Listening to a little ditty that was popular in the 1700s. And you're hearing it on a piano built in 1795. For reference, that was right in the middle of George Washington's second term. These are the kind of time machine moments the Newbery Consort lives for. The group performs music from the past on instruments you would have actually heard used in the period. Like this keyed bugle from 1810. Theirs is a unique take on the America 250 commemorations sweeping the nation. After performing live earlier this month, the consort will stream this project on demand starting June 1st. Consort director Liza Malamut says she wanted to illustrate that the United States has been diverse since its founding. You'll hear everything from African-American spirituals to Native American hymns, like this one, in a recording by Choctaw citizen Harry Folsom.
It's not just a sort of patriotic rah, rah, rah America program. It's more of an examination of America's past.
Even that has become fraught lately. Through its audit of the Smithsonian Institution and other federal programs, the Trump administration has moved to sanitize history, which challenges America's greatness. Last year, the National Endowment for the Arts followed suit, narrowing its eligibility terms for performing arts grants. So Malamud was astonished to learn that the consort received NEA funding for this project.
You know, we were really forthright about what the project was. We made a decision that we weren't going to change anything about what we were doing. And if we didn't get an NEA grant, we didn't get an NEA grant.
And composer Brandy Berry Benson has ancestors who were displaced during the Trail of Tears. Some of the Choctaw hymns she arranged for the program were sung during that harrowing journey. Benson wanted to show that Native people's relationship to Christianity doesn't always fit a neat narrative.
There were lots of bad things that happened with missionaries, but hardly the good stuff was talked about, though. There was some missionaries who, of course, lived among the tribes, became strong government advocates. Some churches were a safe place for them to speak their language.
Here's Malamud again.
I think Newbery's America is a complicated tapestry, but I think it's important to us that we represent the sounds and also the stories of the people who really formed America's foundation.
Hannah Edgar for WBEZ.
You can stream the Newbery Consort's program, Revolution, starting on June 1st at newberryconsort.org. Weather, a cloudy, breezy, warm day, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high near 80. Tonight, partly cloudy and much cooler, a low near 50, and sunny and cooler on Wednesday with a high in the mid-50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.